is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Hurricane Francine is barreling toward Louisiana's coast, prompting many to rush to local shelters.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says the hurricane, it is now a hurricane, what it could bring when it makes landfall.
Widespread rainfall totals of 4 to 8 inches expected, with isolated amounts as high as 12 inches, especially near where the core of Francine is expected to make landfall in southeastern Louisiana later today and tonight.
America is remembering the terror attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people on U.S. soil. Here's CBS's Steve Kathan.
Ceremonies to mark the 9/11 attacks 23 years ago at the Pentagon.
God bless America.
And in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where victims on board Flight 93 were honored.
Todd M. Beamer.
Hijacked planes also hit the World Trade Center towers in New York. Americans are weighing in on last night's presidential debate between Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, this voter in Concord, Massachusetts.
I had hoped that both candidates will talk more about unity and us coming together as a nation.
She says it wasn't quite what she expected. Concerning news about voting by mail. Here's CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Some local and state election officials say problems with the Postal Service could disenfranchise voters. In a letter to the Postmaster General, they say over the past year, mailed ballots postmarked on time arrived at local election offices days after the deadline to be counted. And some properly addressed election mail was returned as undeliverable.
The National Conference of State Legislatures says 18 states have all vote-by-mail elections. Consumer inflation in the U.S. eased more than expected in August. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The inflation rate increased by 2.5% from a year ago. Now, that's down from 2.9% that we saw in July. And this is mostly due to falling gas prices, down 10% from a year ago.
This makes the Federal Reserve more likely to lower interest rates. The Fed meets again later this month. Just in, authorities have identified and arrested a San Bernardino County man for allegedly sparking the devastating Line Fire. It has torched nearly 35,000 acres of brush. It's destroyed at least one home. Thousands of people have had to be evacuated. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Kenosha County prosecutors have charged a 22-year-old from Racine with buying the gun that was used in the shooting death of Amaya Prather and her unborn child in Kenosha. Authorities allege that Kalia Patterson bought the gun for Lawrence Franklin Jr., who was accused of using it in the fatal shooting. A search operation continues for a diver that went missing while exploring a shipwreck off Pleasant Prairie's Lake Michigan shore. The Coast Guard and Kenosha County Sheriff's Department resumed their efforts this morning after suspending the search last night due to darkness. Racine's mobile voting RV took center stage in Madison yesterday. The Wisconsin Supreme Court was considering its legality. The justices heard arguments challenging a Racine County judge's ruling that deemed the van illegal. A decision is not expected before November. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Brewers start the road trip off with a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee did just enough to get a 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday. Game 2 in the series is tonight. It's the second game of a 6-game swing out west. Without quarterback Jordan Love available this week due to a sprained MCL, the Packers will go with Malik Willis, who they traded for this preseason. Willis played at the very end of the game with Philadelphia last week. Coach Matt LaFleur said they are getting Willis ready for Indianapolis on Sunday.
You got to play to your players' strengths. So it's our job to try to come up with whatever we come up with in order to put him in a position to be successful.
It'll be the Packers and the Colts this Sunday as each team tries for its first win. And on Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. This week, Civic Media stations have a full slate of high school football. Download the free Civic Media app and don't miss a snap this season. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
It is going to be sunny and warm and not really all that humid here for much of the upcoming week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. We got a great show for you today. Coming up, a useless fact of the day before 3 o'clock. Got news about the Brewers, the Packers, the Badgers, all coming up on WRJN.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. New York City.
The Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Thank you.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. So Robin's here, a friend of mine, and I have to ask you, you and Jeff, is there one who is organized and one who is not so organized? Are you both organized? How does the relationship work?
I'll say that when it comes to certain things, we're both organized, but I would have to say, really, I am the one that's more organized than he is.
Is he more go with the flow?
Definitely. Kind of passive. Yeah, go with the flow, where I'm a little control freak. So,
all right,
just a little.
Here's a guy. I never knew that about you. Here's a guy on social media. He's the organized one. His wife is more the go with the flow one. They were traveling. They were at the airport. And he was ready to board the plane. And she said, I'm going to go to Starbucks and get a coffee. And he says, you don't have time. And she says, I have time. So she went to get a coffee. The plane was boarding. He says, I'm getting on the plane. So he got on the plane. The plane left without her. And he's mad that a week later, she's still mad that he got on the plane without her. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that one, that's pushing it a little bit by flying without her. I mean, come on, really? But she's kind of weird, because why do you go to Starbucks where you have to wait in a line that's super long, even at the airport? So, no, I think that's odd. Very odd.
I think I would have been a little more insistent with my wife if I were him.
I agree.
No, it's time to go. We're leaving now.
No, yeah. And I'm going to hang on to your hand so you cannot. They have coffee on the plane.
That's right.
See, I solved the problem.
You did. All right, that's Robin. My name's Kurt Vollman. This is WRJN.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited time flavor pack special. The Philly cheese steak pizza, creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to try out a little personal finance quiz. Are you ready? Here we go. Which phrase best completes this sentence? I can find out where I'm spending too much money by A, buying less expensive things, B, setting a financial goal, or C, tracking what you buy. If you guess C, you are 100% correct. The best way to figure out where you're spending money that you don't have to is by tracking your spending. Just take a look at your bank account and your credit card statements today. See what you notice. Anything pop out at you? Tracking like that helps you make more informed choices about your goals and your spending. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube, or you can text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Are you enjoying the summer weather? It's going to continue. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 62. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high near 80.
You got to think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you ever near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low. Maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
got a po-po bum. Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got a high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, it's on a thing of nine and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Lord, have mercy. Number five, got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. Got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pumpkin, and I like them like that. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Hey, I say now, devil with a blue dress on. Yeah, the devil with.
Local news and timeless hints from Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels and Devil with the Blue Dress On and Good Golly Miss Molly, it's a medley. Now, the original Devil with the Blue Dress On was recorded by Shorty Long in 1964. It was not a hit. It was much slower. And it was titled Devil with the Blue Dress On. Of course, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels changed it up a little bit. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris pulling out to a 4-point lead over Donald Trump in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. A month ago, the race was a virtual dead heat. Poll director Charles Franklin won't call it a post-convention bounce.
We haven't seen much evidence of a post-convention bounce in other polling and national polling. So maybe we're catching a bounce that others haven't caught. Maybe it's happening here, but not nationally.
The poll was taken before last night's debate. Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 5-point lead over Eric Hovde among likely voters in the race for U.S. Senate. September 11th remembrances all over Wisconsin today. Flags are at half-staff to honor all who died 23 years ago. Governor Evers is encouraging acts of service. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha County prosecutors have charged a 22-year-old from Racine with buying the gun that was used in the shooting death of Amaya Prather and her unborn child in Kenosha. Authorities allege that Kalia Patterson bought the gun for Lawrence Franklin Jr., who is accused of using it in the fatal shooting. Franklin remains on the run and is considered armed and dangerous. Patterson's been released on a $50,000 cash bond. Racine's mobile voting RV took center stage in Madison yesterday. The Wisconsin Supreme Court was considering its legality. The justices heard arguments challenging a Racine County judge's ruling that deemed the van illegal. The court's decision will determine whether similar mobile voting initiatives can be implemented in Wisconsin. A decision is not expected before November. It's a day of remembrance across the country, with one local community displaying a piece of the World Trade wreckage. In Racine County, Burlington proudly hosts a piece of the World Trade Center as a memorial to the tragic events of September 11, 2001. The memorial is located at the Gateway Technical College Hero Center on McKenna Parkway. There have been several 9/11 memorials in southeastern Wisconsin today. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be sunny and warm and not really all that humid here for much of the upcoming week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
Come on down.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. I was just reading this survey out of the UK. The most successful pickup line among UK adults is the old favorite, "Can I buy you a drink?" Now, see, that's funny because I thought in the UK the most successful pickup line was, "I'm not American."
Ba 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 ba. For romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
What I say, well, come on, hanging around my door. Don't want
local news, timeless hits from The Guess Who and American Woman. Burton Cummings from The Guess Who just won a lawsuit. He's allowed to use the name Guess Who now when touring. And, of course, his band is going to be in Milwaukee come next March. Well, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Say, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is Ohio is the only U.S. state that doesn't share any letters with the word mackerel. Now, if you have too much time on your hands, you're going to check that out. I don't have enough time to do that, but go ahead. That's your homework assignment. Make sure that Ohio is the only U.S. state that doesn't share any letters with the word mackerel. That's your homework assignment.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own, because that's who we are.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's a non-conference showdown against Alabama. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Summer is winding down, so make sure you hit the pause button and stop in for a sweet treat. Mouthwatering cobbler topped with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake or freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Beatles on WRJN. It was 57 years ago today, 1967. Filming began for the Beatles' Magical Mystery Tour. There was no script, nor really a clear idea of exactly what was supposed to be accomplished, or even a clear direction about where the bus was supposed to go, but that didn't stop them from making the movie anyway. I always thought they were on mushrooms when they made that movie.
Cracklin' was a geet on board. Gonna ride till there ain't no more to go, taking it slow, and Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady, hitching on a twilight train, ain't nothing here that I care to take along, maybe a song, to sing when I want. Say please to no man for a happy tune.
Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on. Store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling Rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Authorities in Southern California have arrested a man they say started the destructive Lyme wildfire. San Bernardino County Sheriff Shannon Dykus.
About 73,000 complete structures have been threatened by this fire. And when that translates to our citizens in this county, approximately 100,000 citizens.
The fire has torched nearly